nursing home officials want to find out more about the state's plan to reform how it cares for elderly and disabled who receive Medicare. There's concern that in-home care and other nursing home alternatives sought by state officials might not be as effective or any less expensive. Caregivers aren't the only ones with questions. Republican legislator Dean Cofford of NENA co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee. He says medical assistance makes up a large portion of the budget, and he wants the nonpartisan Fiscal Bureau to do some checking on the figures put out by the Doyle administration.
We're not sure at this point. We're not sure if they're pulling or trying to pull a rabbit out of their hat, or if this thing has some legs. I think there's just a lot of questions.
The state hopes to get a federal waiver and $430 million in startup money to change long-term care. This comes on the heels of a previous plan billing the federal government for past care given to medical assistance recipients. But federal officials didn't look favorably on the complex intergovernmental transfer, and there was doubt Wisconsin could get the millions it sought to help fill a budget gap. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.